don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
I gotta do right before they call me home. Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Today is June 6, 2012. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight with our guest, Mr. Jose Benavidez Sr., he was born in 1975, and he says that childhood wasn't easy for him. He was abandoned by his parents, and he learned at an early age to fend for himself. Having his boys changed his life, and he realized that he had to make some positive changes in order for his sons to have a better life. He has now been training his son Junior since he was 6 years old, and he also trains his son David, who is still an amateur boxer but looking to become pro. Jose has sacrificed a lot of his time to be there with his children over the past few years. He has recently met and married his wife, Daisy, and they are happily expecting their first child, a little girl, to be born around July 25th. Jose's professional resume includes managing Central Boxing Gyms during two different periods and owning and managing his own gym, Glory Boxing Gym. In addition to training his sons and countless of other fighters, he's acted somewhat of an assistant to Freddie Roach for a time, training Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., Latif Coyote, Amir Khan, Whale, Lucky Boy, Amatoso, and others. And before we bring on Jose, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Yeah, how you doing, everybody? We appreciate everybody tuning in to the show every Wednesday night. And like my wife said, we had a great show tonight. And without further ado, I'm going to pass the mic over and let my homeboy introduce himself to the audience. So, you know, I'm going to pass it to you.
Hey, how you guys doing, man? First of all, I want to thank you guys for the opportunity. I want to thank you, Rob and Lucinda, you know, for Lucinda, right? I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Thank you so much for the opportunity to have me here in your show, man.
Well, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to spend a little time with us tonight. You know, we've talked to you in the past, and you told us a little bit about your life story and your history, and you know, we found it just to fit right in with what we do, and that's to educate the kids about that street life. So take us back, Jose, to your childhood, and let us know a little bit about what life was life for you growing up, and then how you ended up without your parents and some of the things that you went through.
Well, you know what? You guys are doing a great thing. You know, you guys are helping the community. I see you guys around, and you guys are doing an awesome job, you know, trying to help the kids to keep them out of the streets. Well, you know, I mean, you know, my story was, you know, I was my parents got separated when I was like about 2 or 3 years old. They made their own different lives with somebody else. They got married again and had their own family. And I was left behind with me and my brother, Jorge. And we had a struggle. We had to survive, man, and learn how to live life, you know. And thank God, you know, he blessed me. And I mean, I tried to do the best. You know, I was involved in drugs and gangs and all that. But when I was young, you know, I thought they were my family, you know. And I mean, really, I didn't have no guidance, and but thank God now, you know, I'm doing well.
Right. And did you say that you grew up in South Central?
No. Actually, you know what? I was raised in California, Los Angeles, California.
But was it in the South Central area or what area?
Yeah, South Central LA. Yeah, South Central LA.
Right. And you know, at that time when you were small and didn't have your parents, did you have another role model? Did you have an uncle, a grandfather, anybody that was there for you at all?
No, you know what? I was raised in when I was from 3 years old to like around 10 years old, I was raised in Mexico, Guerrero, Mexico. And I was really, you know, my grandparents were pretty old, so, you know, they didn't even have the time to take care of me. So I just over there, you know, I started gangs, you know, joining gangs when I was like maybe 6 years old, you know, that, you know, the older kids, you know, they used me, you know, so because I was little, you know, sneaking houses and all that, you know. But like I said, that was my family, you know, back then, you know, when I was little, you know, they would take care of me, you know, and nobody would really mess with me. But they were just using me, you know, and I didn't know, you know. So I came to the United States when I was like 11 years old. And then that's when I joined another gang because that's the only thing I knew, you know. And but no, you know, I just grew up by myself, you know. I when Junior was born, I was looking back and I thought, you know, I don't want this, you know. Why would I want to claim a street that is not mine, you know? Why? I didn't really understand, you know, until Junior was born, and I didn't want to live like that no more, you know. And I want to be different, you know. I'd say, you know, I told myself, you know, I want to spend time with my kid. I don't want the same thing that happened to me to happen to him and leave him, you know. So, I got a decent job, and, you know, I started working. And the reason I moved to Arizona, I had to move, you know. In order to make that change, I had to start new again. I had to start a new life, and I started working really hard, and, you know, and I like that life, you know. Just don't have to worry about nothing, you know, not watching my back or, you know, just sleep real good.
That's right. You know, and I want to talk a little bit more about that in a little bit, but, you know, at least you had the common sense to realize that you wanted more and that you wanted your kids to have a better life. Because I know you were a young teenager as a father as well.
Yeah, I you know what? I got married when, because you can't get married at that age. But I didn't really know. I got together when I was like about 14, I think.
Right. Your story kind of parallels a little bit with Rob. Same things happening at the same ages and stuff. I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic over to him for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to go back a little bit and speak about, you know, when you was involved with the gangs and the drugs. You know, like you said, that made you feel like they was family. But when did you start realizing that they wasn't family as far as the family that you needed?
Well, you know, when I was little, you know, like I said, when I was like maybe 11 years old, you know, I mean, I thought I was tough, you know. I thought I owned the world. I thought, you know, I mean, nobody could look at me, you know, and if somebody would look bad at me, you know, I had my homies backing me up, you know. And at that time, you know, it's like, you know, nobody, I was untouchable, you know. But then when, you know, when I was like 16, 17, you know, I see a lot of things different, you know. You know, people will go to jail, you know, and you will not see them again because they will go to jail for years, man. And that's when I thought, man, you know, if I get caught, you know, nobody's going to go visit me or not. Nobody's going to do anything for me. And I kind of see, you know, that, you know, they were turning their back on me, you know, and it once you're older, you know, things kind of change a lot, you know. I mean, backstabbing and, you know, they just try to survive. And, you know, pretty much, you know, once you know, you get involved in drugs and then everything starts falling apart.
Right, right. And, you know, you got two sons, right?
Yes.
Okay, now, when your second son was born, you know, how did that make you feel as a man, as far as, you know, knowing now I got two sons that I got to provide for? So how did the second one fit in?
Well, you know, when he was born, man, you know, like I said, you know, I really wanted to put him in sports. I wanted to find something for them, you know, and I wanted to, you know, be a good father and, you know, try to live good. But it was a little bit hard because at that time also, you know, I was drinking and drugs. But, you know, it's just something, man. It comes to a point where you have to make a decision, man, if you want to continue going like that or pay more attention to your family, man. And I had to make that decision, you know, to spend more time with them. And that's how everything started, man.
Dig that. And that's your only two kids, right?
No, I have a David, I have a Junior, I have Isabella, and Angel, and I have another little girl coming on the way that I'm so happy, and I'm really proud, you know. So I'm waiting for her, you know. She should be born soon, on July 20-something, 21, 27, somewhere around there. And that's the one we're waiting for.
That's what's happening. So all your kids is involved with, you know, supporting Junior and them's boxing career?
Oh, yeah, they know. They know what he does, and, you know, they love what Junior does, so, and David. So they know what they do.
My man, Dan. So let's talk a little bit about, when you got to training your sons before they even start fighting in the amateur leagues, what was you looking for as far as to them to be successful? I know every trainer and every father that trained their kids want a world champion out the deal, but how did you look at things when you first started training your kids when they was young?
Well, you know what, man? You know, I got to tell you, man, it's a big sacrifice. I give all the respect to the people that train their kids or any other trainer, you know, that trains, that put up the time to spend, you know, with this kid, you know. It's something, you know, that it doesn't have no value, man, you know, trying to spend time with this kid. It was not easy. I never thought we would get that big. You know, we're not big, you know, but for now, you know, compared to other people right now, you know, we've gone a long way, man. And I never thought, you know, I was just there, you know, trying to support my son and, you know, try to spend time with him, really, you know. I really, you know, I had no idea it would get this big, you know. And thank God it did. And right now it's like a roller coaster, you know. Every day it's something new, and it just gets better and better and better. So I think sacrifice has finally paid off a little bit. But people don't have no idea, man. I used to spend my money, my rent money, to go to tournaments, and man, it's just so much. Now that I look back at it, man, I'm like, would I do it again, you know? If I had another son that wanted to do it, if they're like 7 years old, whatever, you know, it's just so much, a lot of sacrifice, and it's a lot of pain, you know, seeing your kid bleed and, you know, run at 5 a.m. Junior, when he started, he was like 6 and a half, almost 7, man. He's been running. I would have to wake him up, but like around 5 a.m. before he went to school. And the diet, you know, really the diet was never really a problem. But at the same time, you got to be careful what you eat. And it's just a big sacrifice, man. And I believe that on anything you do, you know, if you want to be a doctor, you want to be a lawyer, if you want to be whatever you want to do, it's just a big sacrifice. It's not just boxing, but it's just so much if you really want to do something in life.
My man, and that's what's happening right there. So let's talk a little bit about, Junior's upcoming fight, June 16th, right?
No, he's going to be fighting. He fought June 16th. He's fighting now on July the 27th in Tucson, Arizona. David is fighting on June 16th at the Celebrity Theater in like about a week and a half now, not this Saturday, the following Saturday. He'll be fighting. That will be his second fight. He hasn't fought for 4 years before, prior to the one he fought last time on the card before. Now this is going to be his second fight, fighting for the Iron Board promotion. And by the way, I want to thank him so much for the opportunity, you know, for letting David fight there. And he's going to be fighting again at his card again with Robert. And it's going to be exciting. As soon as David's done with that fight, we've got to go to Big Bear, California, get ready for Junior's fight on July the 27th in Tucson, Arizona. And we're just busy, man, trying to work really hard, man.
My man. So, like you said, you know, all the hard work is starting to fruition, you know, it's starting to pay off. You're starting to see that road that you traveled so long, you're looking back and seeing how far you done came. So that's a good look right there, you know what I mean? And, you know, I want you to let the fans know when Junior and David get to where they need to be in life, you know, as world champions, because I know that's what your goal is, for them to, you know, be disciplined at becoming that. And when they get to where they need to be, they'll know how to handle that. You know, talk a little bit about that to the fans.
Well, you know, like I said, you know, I mean, right now I'm so happy, man. I feel blessed, you know. I'm paid off, man. You know, really, you know, whatever comes now, you know, it's extra. I just spent so much time with them, and, you know, finally they found something they like, and I did spend a lot of time with them, you know. Like I said, now whatever comes is extra. We're going to continue working hard and see what comes. Really, I don't really care about whatever, you know, comes, you know. I only care, you know, I don't know if I'm going to die in like a month or 2 months, 2 years or whatever. I don't worry about that, man. I just, you know, want to spend time with them. I thank God every day, you know, for letting me see them every day. And, you know, I just ask God for another day and another day, you know.
Be
with them, you know.
That's what's happening. So we got a caller right here, you know, senior. So we're going to take this call.
Definitely. Let's take that call, man.
What is it? 5075. You're on the air. Last four digits. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Emily. Just calling in to listen. So.
Hey, what's up, Miss Emily?
Hey, Emily, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I work with Jose. I'm just called in to listen to his interview. So.
Right. Well, we're glad you, you know, took the opportunity to call in. And since we got you on the line, Emily, you know, we just want to say we give you a big shout-out as well for being in the Benavides camp like that and promoting the way you do. And I want you to let the viewers know, what's your position with the Benavides camp?
I work somewhat as senior's assistant. I help him with, you know, anything he needs help with. I promote both Junior and David, you know, in terms of like publicity, media, volunteer work, social media, Facebook, Twitter, and just generally anything senior needs help with. You know, there's just a lot to running this whole show, dealing with sponsors and media and people, you know, that want to get in contact with the camp, and he's entrusted me with that, and I'm very thankful, and I really enjoy working with them.
That sounds like
I gotta tell you, Rob, I have the best team, you know, that I could have. You know, I have Emily. She, you know, she takes a lot from me, man. This is not easy. She's been doing a phenomenal job, man. Man, you know, I once in a while I call her and I thank her for, you know, the awesome job that she does with us, man. It's not easy. A lot of people want to do what she does. They think it's so easy, but, you know, I don't think nobody could do whatever Emily's doing right now. You know, she's just so involved, and she's 24 hours, man. You know, I call her really late sometimes, and she's always there. I also have Carlos Alvarez. He's my assistant, man. He does an awesome job, too. You know, it's not just me, man. You know, it's Emily, it's Carlos. And, man, you know, we have a lot of people behind us. And we have Bernie Car Wash also, you know, that he's been supporting us, Amigos, distributors, man. I couldn't do it without them, you know?
Right. And I'm glad that you're saying that, man, because, you know, you're letting the viewers know that, like you spoke earlier, whatever it is, whether you want to be a doctor, lawyer, scientist, or whatever, you know, you got to sacrifice and put in that work in order to achieve whatever you need to achieve. And I just want to say, you know, from the streets and love your back, you know, we take our hat off to your whole team, you know, and Emily as well, because it's a phenomenal job, and she wears a lot of different hats. You know what I'm saying? And me and my wife know what it is to wear a lot of different hats, because we wear a lot of different hats in our camp, you know what I'm saying? So we just want to give big ups to the whole Benavides camp, period, you know?
Thank you, man. We really appreciate it, man. We're going to continue working hard. And like I said, you know, Emily's doing an awesome job. I don't know, man. What would I do without her, you know? And like I said, her and Carlos are something really important in our camp, you know? Man,
yeah.
You know, it's just great. I'm really blessed to have them.
My man, without a doubt. So I want to ask you, Miss Emily, what would you like to say to the viewers as far as all the different hats that you wear? You know, what would you like to say to the fans?
You know, just make sure you stay loyal to your roots, because I don't think I'm getting the opportunity to do a lot of things right now. I'm working with, you know, Latif Coyote, and that's because of Jose Sr. I'm getting to do the publicity for the Iron Boy show that David's fighting on, but to be honest, I wouldn't have those opportunities without working with Senior and Junior and the team, and, you know, just always stay loyal to the people that helped you, and, you know, from the beginning. And to me, that's if you don't do anything else in your life, just stay loyal to the people that help you, and, you know, whatever happens, happens, and you'll be successful. But, I mean, that's what I would say.
Amen for that, you know, and I have to definitely say you definitely on point with that, because when a team move together, you know what I mean, and they come from the grindstone together, and they can all look back and say, wow, you know, we done all touched the finish line together. Still a lot of homeboys and homegirls, they going down the stretch, and when they see the stretch is getting kind of hard, then they fall off, just like that movie, Throw Mama from the Train, you know what I'm saying? So everybody get threw away off the train, you look back, ain't no team members there but you and a few. So that's a good point, Damon. You have to stay loyal to the ones you ride with from day one.
And I also, just to plug, a little plug, that we're going to be with Jose Senior and Junior and David this Saturday at Central Boxing Gym, downtown Phoenix, to promote David's fight on the 16th. And we're going to sell tickets and give away T-shirts, and we're going to enter people to win a fight glove that Junior used when he fought on the Pacquiao undercard that both boys will sign. So, we hope people will come out and meet them and get autographs and pictures and support David as he's coming up, because he's really something special.
That sounds great. Now, give the people the address that don't have the address to that event.
It's 1755 West Van Buren, and it is from noon to 2 p.m. on Saturday.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard that. That's from noon to 2 on Saturday, so put that on your calendar. And make sure you get on down there and see them young players do what they do and support them, because, you know, Arizona has to support Arizona. And I think that's a most positive thing that you can do, is support your own state, period. No matter if you're fighting on different cards or whatever, it's about supporting your own state and your own communities across Arizona.
Yeah, definitely, man, definitely. And you know what? Well, I really want to thank Iron Boy Promotion, you know, for building David up, and Showdown Promotion, Jerry Truax and Robert. I want to thank them so much, you know, for you know, helping me build this kid, man, right now. Those are the ones that I'm working with right now. And hopefully there's, you know, hopefully we could definitely do a fight pretty soon. Also, there's been talk about doing a fight with Junior and David, you know, the two brothers on the same card. And that would be with Robert and with Iron Boy Promotions. And hopefully, you know, we're still talking about it, and we're looking forward to that.
That would be awesome to have them both on the same card. How many amateur fights has David had?
David has, like, around, I think he had, like, about 4 or 5 amateur fights. He fought when he was little. Maybe when he was 8, he fought like 2 times, and then, you know, we just took a break off, and we started training again, and then he started fighting again. So I think he has like about 4 or 6, somewhere around there. You know, he hasn't had that many amateur fights.
Right. So how many amateur fights are you looking for him to have before he does go pro, or are you still waiting for a while?
Yeah, no, right now, you know, the thing is with Junior, you know, I did with Junior what I did, you know, I had him fighting maybe twice a month. He had like 160 amateur fights by the time he was like about 16, I think.
That
was a lot. I was going everywhere. I think it was too much, you know. Now with David, yeah. I'm taking my time. I'm trying to polish him a little bit more. Really, right now he's stuck. I know he could win a lot of tournaments. But really, what I learned with the promoters right now, when they fight, when they win the silver glove, that's from 10 to like 15, I believe. It doesn't really matter, I think. They don't really pay attention to that. Now, when they're 17, they win the national golden glove, the PALS, the USA Open, tournaments like that, you know. They're really interested in that. So, you know, we're just trying to take our time, trying to learn a lot. And once he turns 17, you know, there's talks right now. We're talking to Top Rank, and they really like David also. So I don't think we're gonna wait for the Olympics for the other ones. The next ones, I think we're gonna do something before that. So when he's 17, we're definitely going to go to, if we're still amateurs, we're definitely going to go to all the tournaments that there is, the big tournaments. If not, you know, I think we're thinking about going professional a little bit early. His brother made his professional debut at 17. You know, my goal and David's goal is to break his record, you know, try to go a little bit early. But if it doesn't happen, you know, it all depends how he progresses, you know. And we'll see. Right now he's sparring with Pavlik, Latif Coyote, Kid Chocolate, Fernando Guerrero. You know, he's been sparring with nothing but the best right now, and he's doing real good. So, you know, it all depends. And like in about another 6-7 months, where he's at, and we'll make those decisions.
Right. How has school been affected any by the boxing, or the boxing and working out help them achieve more in school?
Yeah, you know, right now it's affecting them a little bit right now. You know, don't get me wrong. Education is the best thing you can always get. If you break your hand or something happens to you that you can't box, education is always going to be there, you know. Right now, you know, he's going to Hollywood High School right now. And right now, because of the traveling that I got to do right now, we have a program right now that he's doing an online school. And then whenever he gets back, you know, he goes back to school. But it's a challenge, you know. There is a lot of good programs in California. We live by Hollywood right now, too. So they do have a lot of programs because there's a lot of little actors, you know, young people that are actors. They haven't finished school, so they try to help them, you know. So there is a lot of different packages, different stories, different cases for kids that are doing acting or doing some kind of athletic stuff. So
right.
So for
and
yeah,
there's a lot of there's a lot of different online schools and different things too, but you just have to make sure that the kids get right on that, because it's easy to slack when you're all by yourself and you're not getting pushed.
No. Like I said, education is everything. You know, like I said, you know, even though if you make the big, you know, you got to make sure, you know, you're counting your money. You know, otherwise somebody else will do it for you.
Definitely. I wanted to ask you a little bit about going back to when you were younger. You had one time got involved with drugs. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got involved with using drugs, and then how you were able to break away from that? Because sometimes,
it's real. You know, I mean, like I said, you know, I didn't have no guidance. Thank God, you know, I'm always talking to my kids about drugs. You know, don't do drugs. You know, when you're little, you know, you see your friends, and you think, and what you see is that the ones that you think that they're your family, you know, they use drugs and everything's okay. And you know what, with drugs, I remember when I was young, you know, I was cold, and they would make me forget about the cold. I was hungry, and they would make me forget about the food, you know. So, you know, that I remember the first time I was cold, that's why I used it, you know. And then I started feeling for good, you know, and then it just becomes a habit, you know. And then you see that everybody does it, so in my time, it's normal, you know, but then when you get older, you need those drugs. You need to steal. You need to make money in order to get those drugs. You know, that's when everything, you know, it's really, really hard. And then you feel sick. Then you feel, I mean, it feels terrible, you know. But you know, one day I just decided not to use that no more. You know, because I couldn't take it no more. You know, you start hallucinating and see things, and you just feel so horrible, you know. And one day, you know, I really believe in God, you know, and one day I just started crying and I started asking God, please help me get out of this, you know, just help me, you know. And it's not easy. Everybody says, oh, I could leave drugs whenever I want, this and that. It's not true, you know. So when you start leaving drugs, you know, you feel sick, you feel like you want to die, you sweat, you see a lot of weird stuff. And but thank God, you know, he did give me that power. I had the will to do it, and it was not easy, you know. It was so hard, you know. But it like I said, you know, it was a choice, you know. And I told him, I really love my kids. Give me another chance, and just give me the power and the strength to survive and not to use the drugs no more, you know. And it was not easy, you know. It was so hard, but thank God, He did give me the string and the will to do it, you know, and that's how I did it, you know. And a lot of people don't. A lot of people say, I want to leave it, but really they don't really try that hard.
Right. And, you know, I think God blessed you, you know, to overcome all that, because he definitely needed you for bigger and better things, and you're proving him right, you know. He pulled you out of it. He gave you the strength, and now you have a beautiful family. You're working with your children. You're with your kids, you know, and that's the most important thing that, you know, parents
exactly.
need to remember, is that even if mom and dad are not together, it's still important that they spend time with each of them, because, you know, when the parents are not there, you know, even one or both, you know, that's when the kids get distracted and they you know, go out and do things that they shouldn't do.
Exactly. You know, it's life. It's so good, man. It's so, why not enjoy, you know, like me, you know, it's every day. I take day by day, you know, I enjoy every day of it, you know. I just try to make the best out of it, man. And I have a beautiful wife, you know, a beautiful baby that's coming in the way. And, man, you know, it's just so beautiful to enjoy every minute of it, every day of it, you know, that, you know, man, you know, like, I don't want to die, you know. I want to continue living. And so I thank God every day for the day, you know, that I live.
You know, we were just talking about this too, I think yesterday, Rob and I. You know, there's some people that don't even know what it's like to be hungry, or don't even know what it's like to be cold and to be out, you know, not having a place to lay your head at and different things. And there's, you know, we really appreciate you coming on and talking about it, because, and you lived it. And there's some people that have no clue. And
you know,
we appreciate you sharing your story, because we know that somebody that hears this is gonna benefit from it.
And you know, the beautiful part about this, you know, that, man, you know, my life was over. I was done, you know. Everything was gone, you know, really. But you know what? God gave me another opportunity, and I took it, you know. And, man, you know, anybody, you know what, to be honest, I tell a lot of people, I'm not ashamed of what I did, you know. If I can motivate somebody and I can help somebody, you know, God gave me another opportunity, I'm definitely there to help whoever, you know. I always, you know what I tell my wife now, my wife Daisy, I tell her, man, you know, I don't want to hear these people that have problems. You know why? Because it becomes my problem. And now I got to help them. I have to, you know, and you know, but, you know, that's what God gave me, you know, now, you know, to help people and anything that I could tell them and motivate them or do whatever, you know, I'm happy and I'm willing to do that, you know. Like I said, I'm so happy right now, and it's so good to live, you know. And man, it's just beautiful to enjoy every day of it.
Right, and we're proud of you, because we know where you came from, and you know, we've talked with you before, and to come from where you were at the bottom to come to where you are now, and we can say you're on the top right now, because you are on the top. I mean, it's going to get better and better, but you're doing your thing, and you're with your kids and your family, and that's all that matters.
Exactly, and if I can help somebody else, definitely I will, you know. They got to just reach to me and want to help also, because you can't help somebody that doesn't want to help, you know. That's what I understand sometimes, you know. I really want to help people sometimes, but, you know, they say they want to help, but they don't want to try. So, you know, you can't make people change their life, or if they don't really want to help, you can't really do anything for them, you know.
Exactly. We have another caller online. We're going to go ahead and take that call. And Emily, I have you muted here for a few minutes. We'll bring you back at the end. We're going to go to the caller with the last four digits, 7785. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Salahuddin from New York City. Great show.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Great. It's a pleasure to hear you, Mr. Benavides. Really inspiring. You know, I love to hear this kind of testimony. You know, a lot of young people think, you know, I'm 49 and I kind of had something of a transformation. Not as monumental as yours, perhaps, Mr. Benavides. But I used to think when I was younger that success meant being selfish, greedy. You know, like it was a win-lose dynamic. You know, zero-sum game. And I realized that it's about service, and there's a certain kind of gratification and fulfillment that you get from being that no amount of money, and the money will just come, obviously, for you. I mean, I have a humble job now, but you know, it's not so much about money anymore. It's about the relationships I have with other people. I get a great deal of gratitude. I have a lot of gratitude for having overcome. I grew up in Bed-Stuy in a rough neighborhood, and I survived it. And as you said, I'm grateful. I have a lot of gratitude, and I hear that in you, Mr. Benavides. And God
thank
bless you,
man.
Really. You're an inspiration.
Man, thank you. I really appreciate that, man. You know, that's what keeps me going, man. Like I tell my kids, man, you know, my main thing is, you know, with my kids, man, you know, I just want them to keep grounded. You know, we're doing some, you know, we're working with the Children's Hospital, with the homeless, and with a lot of organizations, man, you know, that, you know, I'm starting all that, you know. But the thing is, I'm showing them, you know, how to get back to the community, you know. I'm hoping for them to do something good for their life, and, you know, but I want them, you know, to do something good for the community, help the people, you know. And I just want them to be good people, man. That's all I want, you know. The money and all that, I really don't care about that, you know. As long as I have to eat, you know, I don't need to drive fancy cars. I don't need none of that. I don't care about that, man. You know what? Really, I'm really happy when I see them doing something good for the community. You know, that's what I'm more focused on.
That's wonderful. I want to ask you too, Mr. Benavides, in terms of the young males in the community, sometimes also the females with the gang violence. Do you have any comments about that?
Well, you know, when you say female, male, you know, it doesn't really, to me, you know, we're all, you know, they're kind of lost, you know, like I said, you know, you know, they don't feel love at their homes, you know, they don't, you know, a lot of people, you know, the thing is with us Mexicans or Latin people, Hispanics, you know, what they do, we come from Mexico, we come here to work, we have like 2-3 jobs, you know, so our kids could have everything. But that's a big mistake right there, I think, you know, in my opinion. Money is not going to buy nothing. You just give them love, man, you know, spend a little time with them, you know, do their help them with their homework, go to the park, you know, do something with them, you know. I think that's more better than anything else that you can buy or do, you know. And I think that's why they join gangs and they do all that, because they don't find that love in their houses, you know.
Excellent comment, Mr. Benavides. Really great. Well, I guess I'll just listen. I just, you know, tuned in, and I just want to keep listening to this. This is a great show, both of you, the hosts, and again, Mr. Benavides. I hope to, you know, hear about your sons, you know, and see you, you know, in the corner with your sons, you know, fighting for the championship one day, God willing, I'm sure. But God bless you all. Thank you so much for allowing me to partake in this wonderful show.
Thank you so much for the support.
Thank you.
Have a good night, man.
Thank you all.
God bless. Bye. We'll put you back on hold and let you listen to the rest of the show. And just to let you know, we're live here every Wednesday night, so you're welcome to join us.
Yeah, right back to you, you know. And we appreciate everybody that's calling in. And we definitely have a successful story right here with Mr. Benavides. And, you know, I come from that similar lifestyle, you know, young in the street world at 10 years old and doing a lot of things. And, you know, I'm almost 50 years old now, and I thank God for the grace and mercy that he put up on me as well. So when it comes to money, I don't care about that, because at the end of the day, I ain't never seen no hearse of money going down in the graveyard with you. You know what you have to leave in life is a legacy to where people know that you was a man or a woman of character and integrity, and you gave back to others. That is the bottom line. And at the end of your journey, you want the Father up in heaven to be able to say, "Job well done." And that's all you can really ask for in this place we call America.
Exactly. Well said, man.
You know, and, you know, we're definitely looking for both of your sons to be world champions one day. And I know with the type of father that they have in you, you're going to make that dream come alive. And you're teaching them already, like you said, about community service and giving back to the community. So they won't be like other former champs. You know, I mean, it hurts me when I hear people say, well, this is a 5-time world champion, but the 5-time world champion don't have no money, don't have no place to stay, You know what I mean? That messed up all their money. So I applaud you for what you're doing with your kids, and you're teaching them what's happening, man, and you're teaching them how to take care of that business when it comes. You know, you don't ever want to be a man or a woman sitting back saying what I once had. That's an understatement in the game. You want to always know that you did your best, you handled your business, and you went out the world with, like I said, when the father said, job well done.
Exactly, man. You know, my job, you know, is just to keep on them and, you know, try to do my best and show them and guide them to do good things, you know. You know, nothing's guaranteed, you know, but I'm going to try my best and I'm going to do my best. You know, hopefully they get an opportunity to fight for a world title. It's something that is not easy. It's really hard, you know, but we're just going to continue working hard, man, and try to make that happen, you know. But like I said, right. You know, my championship is, you know, for them to be good people, help the community, do good things. That's my pay, man. And whatever comes, you know.
And you're doing a good job at it, man. You know what I mean? Like I say, you're doing a wonderful job. When I met you at the weigh-in last month, you know, me and my wife was very impressed with your story when you started communicating with me that day, and I asked you to be a guest on our radio show, and you didn't hesitate. You say, hey, you know, I'm there. Just sign me up. So,
definitely. You know, and I apologize. And I apologize to a lot of people, you know, right now, you know, I get a lot of interviews. Man, you know, you have no idea, man. I wish I could do all of them, you know. But sometimes I'm a little bit busy. But, man, you know, I'm always trying and I'm always willing, you know. If that day doesn't work or that time doesn't work, you know, man, if I could fire somebody and I can help somebody and I can do change the mind a little bit and motivate them, you know, man, I'm there, man. Like I said, you know, for some reason God is blessing me, you know, and he's helping me stay focused, you know, and man, I love the life that I live now, you know.
My man. Also, Mr. Benavides, I want you to tell the viewers, if anybody would like to book any one of your boys on a fight card, no matter what state they in, give them your information in your website where they can get in touch with you.
You know what, right now, man, you know, the thing is, I'm blessed, you know, to be working with Top Rank. We're signed with Top Rank. Right now, I don't have to worry about that. You know, they're the ones that, you know, they're always having shows and they're always putting them on a show. We just have to get ready, man. But thank you so much for that. Like I said, you know, thank God, you know, we're signed with the best of the best, Top Rank promotions. And, man, we just got to stay ready. Sometimes, you know, we got to say, oh, we can't fight in this car, you know. But, no, they're doing an awesome job, phenomenal job, man. You know, they have us busy and all the time, you know, they have a lot of fights lined up for us. Like I said, you know, we're blessed, and, you know, and I just tell these kids, you know, work hard, man. Work hard, and your time will come also, you know, and you don't have to worry about trying to get fights and all that. Just, you know, one day you'll be known, and, you know, you're going to be recognized with your job, you know, that you're doing.
That's a good look right there. Now, do both of your sons have a fan page where if any of the fans would like to click on their fan page and get to know both of the boxers?
Yeah, definitely. David Benavides has his page. His Facebook is Jose, David Benavides. And Jose has his Facebook is Jose Benavides Jr. And I also have mine. It's Jose Benavides Jr. I mean, Senior, I'm sorry. Jose Benavides Senior. Yeah, you know, send us some text messages, you know, or whatever, you know, there, you know, we'll write you back, man. If you guys need any advice or anything, you know, I'll be happy to get you back, man.
That's what's happening. So, you know, all the fans around the world that would like to get to know the Benavides sons, hey, the Facebook page is out there for Junior and David. And log on, see what they got going on, and see where their fight's going to be at. And who knows, you know, you might want to fly from wherever your city at to fly down to see them. So, you know, that's how we do it here in the AZ. You know, we make it happen, and we grind and we grow, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, hopefully pretty soon, you know, I'm trying to get a little bit of time later on. You know, I'm working on trying to do, like, a camp here in Arizona, you know, maybe whenever I have, like, a week, 2 weeks, you know, that I can come here. I'm thinking about doing a camp for whoever wants to come. It's going to be totally free, you know. And maybe they want to join for a week or two, you know, that would be a good camp. That's what I'm working on right now with my sponsors, and that it looks really good. So, you know, I think we just need to find the dates. They already said, yeah, they're up to it, and we're going to have, you know, if we could get, you know, maybe 10, 15 people, like a real camp, you know, and I think that's going to be a good thing.
That's what's happening, you know. So let the people know any other events that you got coming up.
Well, we have the one for David Benavides on the 16th, June 16th, at the Celebrity Theater with the Iron Boy Promotions. Robert, like I said, I want to thank him for the opportunity, you know, for letting David fight there. You know, he's building David up there right there. And then we have Jose Benavides. He'll be fighting on July 27th at the Casino del Sol in Tucson, Arizona. And actually, as soon as David finishes fight, we are going to for camp to Victor, California. We're going to be sparring Mercito Hesta for his upcoming fight also.
My man, you know, so everybody know what's happening. And for Miss Emily, you know, we would like to bring her back on for a hot second. You there, Miss Emily?
I'm here.
All right. So we would like for you to give out any last announcements that you would like to give out, and any other information that you would like to give out as well.
I appreciate it. Junior on Facebook, it's facebook.com/Jose Benavides Jr. David on Facebook, facebook.com/David Benavides Boxer. Twitter, they both have Twitter accounts. Junior is Twitter. His Twitter handle is Jose Benavides Jr. David's is David Benavides 1. And in addition to the fights, you know, we're doing the event this Saturday at Central Boxing Gym from 12 to 2. They'll be there signing autographs, and you can buy tickets from us for David's fight, be entered to win an autographed glove and get a T-shirt. And also on Sunday, we'll be at Ranch Market on Indian School on 31st Avenue doing an autograph signing there as well for the fights, for David's fights, and that is from 2 to 4 on this upcoming Sunday.
All right. That sounds like a great. And also, Emily, I want you to also let the viewers know about your event that you be giving, the Boxing Exchange meet and greet event that you give. So let the folks know when the next meet and greet community meeting is going to be.
Thanks for that. We started this group to kind of help the boxing community unite more. It's kind of disjointed. There's a lot of people in the community that, you know, they train boxers, they're promoters, they're trainers, they own gyms, they do a lot of different things, but a lot of people have other businesses that they promote, and there's a lot of businesses that sell to the Phoenix boxing community. And I started this group to kind of get us all together so we can exchange information. If I need a carpet cleaner, there's probably somebody in the community that does that as a day job, and I'd rather patronize their business than somebody else's. So we had our first mixer this week. We're probably going to have another one in about a month. And if you go on Facebook and search for the group, Arizona Boxing Business Exchange, and or you can search for me, Emily Pendelakis, and I'll invite you to the group. We're happy to add anybody that is in the industry and, you know, could benefit from this. It's a networking group, and we're going to have another event in about a month. I'm not exactly sure of the details yet. As soon as I have them, I'll get them out there.
That sounds like a winner right there, Emily. And I just want to say one thing, that, yeah, Miss Emily is a great lady. She's definitely a woman that stays on her grind, and she takes care of business. And once again, if you like to get with her on Facebook, you get the information. And if you live anywhere in the state of Arizona, you ain't got to just be in Phoenix, anywhere in the state of Arizona, and you're into boxing or have some kind of things that you can bring to the table, come on down to the meet and greet, and let's get to know each other and pass some business cards out. And that's how people get to know who's who and who they can network with, and who's about business and who's not about business.
Thank you.
Oh, without a doubt, Miss Emily. So we're gonna roll back over to my man, Mr. Benavides Sr. Yeah, we're right back with you, Mr. Benavides. Once again, man, I'm loving your whole testimony. And what advice would you give these young kids out here that's trying to not only they might not want to be a boxer, but they might want to be something else in life. What advice would you give them?
Well, you know what I really want to give them advice. You know, sometimes you know that you know they can't understand right now. You know what I went through, what we all go through. You know, sometimes you know, but I would just advise them, you know, to be careful. You know when you join a gang, it's not that easy. You know, there's a lot of consequences. You know, that you got to pay. I would just advise them, man. You know, go to school, man. You know, go to school, find a sport you love, and you know. Any sport. On any sport, you can make a lot of money if you really think about the money. You can have nice cars, nice houses, but everything is a sacrifice, you know. But you just got to find something you really like. Maybe you could be a painter, you know, do whatever, you know. But just be good at what you, I mean, get really good at what you like, you know, and just sacrifice and work really hard, man, on what you like, you know. Anything's possible. You could do anything you want in life, man. Man, you could do so many things, you know, once you put your heart and your love into it. But find something you really like.
My man, you know. And we also want to give a big shout-out to your wife and your whole team. And we like to give a big shout-out to your upcoming newborn that's coming in the world, your little queen that you're waiting on. So we'd just like to give a big up to the little queen that's definitely on her way to life and freedom. In another month or so, you know?
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for that, man. Definitely. Thank you,
man.
So much.
It's all good, man. You know, like I said, I appreciate you when you reached out to me and gave me that information, you know what I mean, that we swapped that night. So I want to, you know, thank you for that as well, you know, and I reached out to him and it was all good. So, yeah, much love to you on that.
Thank you, man. Anytime, man. Anytime you want me back in the show, I would definitely be happy to. Definitely, man. It's a pleasure being with you guys. The streets don't love you back, man. It's great, man. Anytime, man. I would definitely find time to be with you guys.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. The next interview we'll do is on our TV show, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah, we'll do your whole team on our TV show because, you know, our TV show plays in Ohio. In over a million households. So we definitely would like to start promoting the Benavides camp there in Ohio as well. And when you get there, they already know about you, you know?
Definitely, definitely. Thank you. I really appreciate that, man.
Without a doubt. So any last words you would like to say before we depart?
You know what? I would just like to tell the parents, you know, man, you know, just give a little bit of your time, you know, put a little bit more attention to your kids and try to see, you know, what they like and try to find something that they're good at, man. And just spend a little bit more time, man. You feel so much better and, man, and it's just so great, you know, to spend time with your kids. And sometimes it's not easy, you know, but you just have to put that time there, you know, at least, you know, every day, half an hour, 20 minutes or whatever, you know. Just spend time with your kids, man. That's what I would really advise them, you know.
My man, we definitely appreciate that, and we're going to switch over to Emily for a minute and give her last words as well. Miss Emily?
Here.
Yeah, you can announce your last words as well.
I just want to thank everybody for your support of our team. You know, thank you just for supporting us and for supporting the, you know, the community service things we've done. And just, you know, like Jose said, you know, pay attention to your kids. Give your kids a lot of attention. My kids go everywhere with me. You'll see them at car washes and meetings and everywhere else. And I'm very thankful to work with the Benavides family. So.
Sounds like a winner right there, you know. So with that being said and done, we would just like to thank the whole Benavides team, senior, junior, David, the wife, the kids, Miss Emily, the whole squad. And y'all keep doing what y'all doing and staying focused, keep your head up. And one day we'll definitely see both of your boys at the top on championships, you know?
Well, thank you so much, man. I also want to thank the people, you know, for being, for support, for all the support they've been giving us, man, and all the media, the writers, and all of them, man, and you guys, especially thanks to you guys. Thank you so much for the opportunity, man.
Thank you. We're happy to have you a part of our life as well. We look forward to networking with you in the future also.
Thank you.
For everybody,
for everybody out there listening, you know, and if you need to, go back and listen to this interview again. The testimony is strong, it's powerful. Mr. Benavides is telling us there's a whole way out there. And, you know, you can change your life. He's living proof. You know, he shared that with you. You know, get out here and make a change and do something positive. Then positive things will start happening in your life. Once again, thank Mr. Benavides and thank him for sharing his testimony. And we're going to go out tonight with a song by a young new artist out of Detroit, Michigan, Kendall Day. And this is his first single, All For You. We'd like to thank everybody once again for listening, all those listening online, all those that called in. And you know, we just thank everybody for your continued support. We are here live every Wednesday night. And all of our shows can be archived and listened to 24/7 from our website. So make sure you join us on our website, and that's at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com, or just Google us, The Streets Don't Love You Back, and you'll find us. We just thank you all, and have a great week, and we will join you back here next Wednesday night.
Everything is all for you. From your girl, you was hitting the club. So I'ma show some extra love. And I'ma get fresh as fuck for you tonight. And I'ma make sure everything's brand new. Everything's touching my body is brand new. See the mirror, don't lie. Feeling like that guy tonight, so. From the ballet, having sent the bottles of Moscato and Rosé. All out, it was okay, okay. Baby, what you gonna do for me? Cause everything is all for you. VIP never felt so lovely. Drinks never looked so bubbly. Don't you just love me? From the club to the telly, what's up? Private suite, can't nobody interrupt. Perfect night for the both of us. And this is how we started out. I'm loving everything you do for me. That's why everything is all for you. Everything is all for you.